And this is John Pilgrim, and welcome back for the final 20-odd minutes or so of our visit to the village of Tedworth, just outside Dunstable, and just a little bit off the A5 end, although they say it's affected by the various roads that surround it, notwithstanding the M1, I suppose, is maybe they would say is the worst one. Village life still manages to go on in pretty much the same way as it's gone on for many years. And one of the arts and crafts that we discovered this week when we're here at Tedworth, you might hear something rattling, and it's just the Ernie Armand on the head.
Not laughing at me again.
Oh, that's good, that. No, I enjoyed that. Please, can you do that again, please? What was I saying? Oh, yes. One of the arts and crafts, a rural art, which I had heard of but never seen the product of, is stick making. Now, it sounds as if, okay, you know, what do you do with a stick? How do you make a stick? Well, you put it in the ground and it grows, don't you, Ernie?
Exactly, exactly. It's easy. I can do that.
Yeah, but you can't do the bit that you're holding,
no,
can you?
No,
and, there's a gentleman sitting with you who can tell you a bit about it.
This is a far cry. Nick Murray, hello, nice to see you.
How do they?
Making sticks, as we'll talk about in a minute, is a far cry from teaching airline pilots, I would imagine.
Yeah, just a wee bit, yes.
It's just a sort of recreational thing you do, isn't it?
It's one of those delightful things that you can get into to perhaps refresh the memory and revitalise the mind.
Yeah. Now, making sticks sounds much more simple than it really is. What sort of sticks are we talking about here?
Looking really at shepherd's crooks and thumbsticks and stuff that the Green Willy Brigade can wander around the countryside and sort of Jocasta, etc., can really show with the county set just how good they are. You know, we have the go faster stripes and such like.
Yeah, I see. The check tape.
Absolutely.
Now, in fact, I'm holding a bundle of these sticks, as you can probably hear, because they're a bit unwieldy. Shepherd's crooks. Do you mean to say the Green Willy Brigade actually have shepherd's crooks, or do you only sell those to shepherds?
Oh, no, this is the high-grade county set. You know, when they have a shepherd's crook, you see that they are sort of accepted instantly into the county set, where they can sort of show, oh, well, I get hold of a ewe by the neck and do the strain sort of thing, you know what I mean. Alternatively, of course, they're nice to walk around with, very comfortable, and a very tactile thing to play with.
Yeah. Now, one or two of these are look as if they've got wooden handles to me, the uninitiated, and one or two look a bit like bone handles, so perhaps you'll run through those for us.
Indeed. What we have is a selection of the wooden heads, which are obviously a lot cheaper to produce and much easier to produce. We go from there to the ram's horn or the stag's horn, depending on how quickly you can catch an animal and saw its head off.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, the stag's horn perhaps much easier to make than the ram's horn, because you don't have to bend them. They can be produced in thumbsticks and coronet heads and so sort of, much easier.
Now, ram's horn handles here, obviously you have had to bend them, as you just sort of mentioned. How on earth do you bend horn?
Oh, various esoteric means. Basically boiling, heating, squashing, pressing, flattening, what have you. It's not a difficult craft, but it's one of those things that you have to be shown how to do, and if you're not shown how, then it's a total mystery to you.
Yeah. Now, the thumbstick, or cleft stick, as I would probably call it, is particularly attractive. Now, you were telling me that was just a leftover piece of horn to begin with, but you've had to shape that, haven't you?
Indeed you have. It's one of those sort of little bits of stuff left over that you can manufacture to fit literally the thumb, and it provides a pleasant sort of holding point and a resting point for your hand when you're walking around the streets or around the fields. And it's a nice, gentle thing to make, and it's a lovely thing to hold when you're doing whatever it is you're doing with a stick.
Yeah, they've all got a highly polished finish on the bone. Is that natural, or does it take hours of hand polishing?
It's a lot of hand polishing. The purists would say you have to do it with various bits and pieces. I don't subscribe to that. It's easier to rough it out with a file and then go onto various grades of sandpaper and wire wool and T-cut and what have you, and you end up with a highly glossed finish. But of course, it's not perhaps the purest idea of having a totally polished stick. The real shepherd will have a fairly coarse ram's horn finish.
Yeah. Now, the tallest one of these sticks, what are they? They must be about 5 foot, okay? No, probably more, 5 foot 6, some of them. The tallest one, that's a wooden handle, isn't it?
It is, yes. It's about 56 inches. It's what they call in the terminology a leg cleek.
Oh, a leg cleek. Oh, there you are, Mr. Pilgrim, a leg cleek to you. How do you actually bend that wood?
No. You take a plank of whatever wood and you cut out a blank and then carve it and sand it.
Now, we've got lots of different colour woods here. Let's go down to the stems now. You've got a very pale one. What's that?
I hate to say it, they're called shanks.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
The pale one is an actual fact of mistake. I knocked a huge chunk of bark off. It's hazel.
An accident? Let's be honest.
Damage limitation. And what we did was to rip the bark off entirely and then rub it down and oil it.
Good job you're not a barman. You'd have to drink your mistakes, wouldn't you?
Yeah, indeed. Absolutely fine. And you go from there. Hazel you have, which is the lighter coloured wood, as you can see. The darker woods are blackthorn, which is a much heavier wood. Not something that you'd really want to sort of lurk around the fields for 8 or 12 hours. It's quite a heavy piece. But, of course, it doesn't break. And if you want to jab the ubiquitous child or small animal, it's going to do the business.
Yeah. You must take hours looking for blackthorn, long and straight enough to do what you want it to do.
In actual fact, you look for blackthorn that is usually sort of a bit bent and wicked, and you spend hours straightening the blasted stuff.
Is that once again done with water or steam or something?
Steam generally. Although, recently we found that a hairdryer or a hot air gun, wrap the thing with silver foil, will affect exactly the same thing. You can get a localized heat spot, and once you've got the localized heat spot, then you can put the thing between a couple of blocks and press it into a relatively straight form.
Yeah. Now I imagine that most of these actually end up on people's walls because they're so proud of them. No,
not at all.
You look really offended there. I'm sorry.
Absolutely, yes. It's a heinous thought. They're made specifically for an individual. He will choose the stick that he wants. He will choose the horn that he'll want, and then we make it to his specifications to fit his height and his requirements. I mean, say he's going to walk around the streets where he doesn't want a really heavy stick, but if he's going to go over the fields and work with it, then he wants a particular form of stick, and that way you can actually make a bespoke stick, if that's what you care.
Yeah, you're right. So I know what to get John Pilgrim for Christmas now, John. I don't know which height stick you fancy.
Well, I tell you something. I don't know whether you noticed, and I don't know, Nick, whether you're going to be offended at this, but Colin has come out from behind the bar, and he says that these sticks don't work. I told him that you didn't have to put a little ball on a tee and try and knock it off with it, because that's what he's been doing.
Well, you must realise, with Colin, they are particularly efficacious in the treatment of hemorrhoidal conditions, and I've equipped them, as you can see, with a very sharp point, especially for that, which he deserves unreservedly.
They are thoroughly beautiful. They really are beautifully made, and a great credit to you.